to Patriots Friday on a Thursday. Gerard Mayo joins us before practice over there at Gillette. Gerard, Mike, and Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well, but not as good as you are. 5-year deal. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
How much of that was just kind of sit back and let my agent get it done? I'm focusing on football. Were you surprised that you got something worked out during the season?
I was a little bit surprised, but, you know, like you said, I just let it, you know, let those guys handle it. That's why they get paid. I mean, that's what they get paid to do, and, you know, we got it done.
No, was Wes Welker coming to you saying you owe me dinner because you got your deal before me?
No, we haven't even talked about it, man. It's all congratulations.
All right, I saw Tommy Curran's tweet in Denver saying that you burst into that locker room saying, "Where's my hat and T-shirt?" Seems like it's a big deal around those parts, the first step towards a larger goal. But did you keep your hat and your T-shirt from the division championship?
Oh, I keep all of them. So they're all at the house, and you know, we're happy to get that victory, but now we're on to the Dolphins.
What'd you think of the NL version of Tim Tebow?
You said, what'd you say?
The NFL version of Tim Tebow. I know you've seen him in college, you know.
Yeah. You know, he's grown as a player. You know, he can throw the ball, he can run it. As you can tell, he's pretty elusive. He's a good player, solid player. I mean, he was a winner in college as well, so, you know.
You talked about the adjustment your team made. You know, when you went to that sideline after that first quarter and they gave up a ton of yards, 200 yards plus, the adjustment, you gave a lot of credit to Matty Patricia. What did he do specifically, Gerard? What did some of the changes that you guys were able to make to make the defense, the second to the fourth quarter, a different look than you guys gave him the first quarter?
Yeah, pretty much just made some drastic changes of what we had been practicing all week. And, you know, guys did an excellent job executing what Matty P did on the sideline, and it helped us win the game.
It seems like you guys just continue to move forward no matter who is in there, but you lose a guy like Andre Carter. We had him on Mondays, and he just sounds like a leader.
Yeah, he's a leader, you know, a great person, great guy to have around the locker room. He's also a great player, but, you know, we have that next man up attitude and mentality, and someone will step up and do a good job.
All right, you've looked at the Dolphins. It's a short week for you guys. You played them way back in week one. Give us a couple of hits on what has changed offensively. What do you see different from them besides the quarterback position, Gerard?
They're scoring a lot of points. the last 5 or 6 games, they've been putting a lot of points on the board, and, you know, Reggie Bush has been doing an excellent job for him. Brandon Marshall, even though his catches are down, his yards are up. So, you know, those guys are having an excellent year. And Fasano's really playing well now, you know, at the end of the season. So,
you mentioned Reggie Bush. I think early in the year you said, what's that running attack going to be? Is Reggie Bush that kind of guy that can carry the load, you know, for an entire season? But here we are towards the end of the season. Now he's picking it up. I mean, he is more than just the way he was used in New Orleans, which is kind of like a receiver.
Yeah, you know, now he's doing it all. He's running the ball, he's catching the ball, and he's just an overall, you know, solid weapon for him.
You don't control the schedule, but do you like playing on a holiday like a Christmas Eve? Do you like playing on a New Year's Day next week, Gerard?
You know, I do, you know, and then we can enjoy Christmas with our family, hopefully after a victory. So,
yeah, it's nice that it's home, I'm sure, rather than flying back or maybe flying home. Any plans? You heading out for a couple days, or are you sticking around here?
No, I'm sticking around here. I'm sticking around here and just missing time with fans.
Last one for me. I see you over at the Celtics games a lot. They start on Sunday. Give us the Gerard Mayo scouting report on this Celtic team. You're an NBA fan. You're a hoop guy.
Hey, I think the Celtics have a great team. You know, a lot of vets on the team. Losing Green for the year is a little bit of a blow, but at the same time, I'm sure they have that same, you know, next man up attitude and someone step up and fill the void.
All right, you got to get on the practice field, Gerard. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Good luck against Miami. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, same to you guys. See you later.